like show business.
I am John DeSando.
And I'm Crystal Davis.
And this is It's Movie Time. Crystal, Despicable 1, Despicable 2, now Despicable 3. Is this thing going to be worthwhile to watch at all after three iterations?
I thought it was. Overall, I really enjoyed the movie, but I'm such a kid at heart. I think that I just, it entertained me. I know that some critics were a little harsher. I'm going to be today, but I think that it was definitely a good movie for families to go check out.
Where do you get some of that tension in this one?
I did enjoy the dynamic with Gru. He finds his newly discovered brother and who wants to be a villain. And, of course, Gru is trying not to be a villain anymore. So that dynamic there is very interesting. Some people felt, though, that the setting it up for the sequel instead of really developing the plot to the point where it should be.
The new dynamic is Gru, who is one of the world's famous villains turned good guy by family. Family makes him into a really good guy and
yes.
a super agent, James Bond type. Mm-hmm. And then his brother comes, who's very successful, claiming that genetically they need to have one more heist. He seduces his brother to do one more heist.
Yes.
The place where they change identities.
Yes.
I really found that confusing and flat. Do you have any disappointing parts of that?
I know it's a kids movie part, but right. I do think that the bubblegum part was a bit overplayed.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Yes, there was a true villain of the movie, Balthazar Brat.
Right, yes. Thank you.
He was a child star, the jaded child star, turned villain, and he had bubblegum as a weapon.
Yes, yes.
So I thought that was a brilliant choice, but I think it was a bit overdone.
When you see how they work that bubblegum, it's really ingenious. And then after a while, it doesn't really work that well. I believe a cornerstone now is not Grumpy Gru, but the minions. The minions were put off to the side.
Yes, I agree with you. It was definitely a subplot there with the minions. And it was almost like they were trying to figure out how to fit them into the movie.
Oh, yeah. There is a Busby Berkeley kind of pageant that they do, I think, in prison when they sing a song from the Pirates of Penzance. But I thought that this other plot with the brothers kind of took over the whole film and became tiresome. What does a kid, and then maybe those of us who are kids as adults, take away from this movie? What do you learn about life?
It was a family movie, so you take away the good feeling of family. And the end, the brothers were, there was some cohesiveness there. And I also enjoyed the youngest daughter, again, stole the show for parts of the movie, Agnes, Search for a Unicorn. I thought that was really adorable. So again, I like the element of the girls and the family with Gru and with his wife now, Lucy.
So many of these animations are related to the importance of family, getting back somewhere to family. And I have to agree that I think it has a salutary effect even on me after so many times I see it. I still think for a young person watching this movie, there is a sense that family is maybe the most important thing in your life. And for Gru, who has been a successful villain and now is a successful father who has married a kick-butt woman voiced by Kristen Wiig,
mm-hmm.
it is family. Now, it takes away a bit of the edge of the film.
Gru traditionally had been about villainy until not
yes.
that long ago.
Yeah.
So.
When he becomes a good guy, it's not as much fun is when he's a bad guy. And that's why when the two brothers get together, it's hilarious because Gru is back in his groove. We're talking summer.
Yes.
We're talking some pretty bad movies. And this is by far not a bad movie.
No, it's not.
I wonder if we can reflect in our grade, our feeling. Crystal Davis, the movie is Despicable Me 3. What grade would you award it?
I give it a B.
I think I'm going to give it a B minus. I'm still irritated that we don't have more minions. There's something about developing the independence that's also a theme. Becoming your own person, identifying yourself, like particularly for Gru.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who is he? Mm-hmm. Is he a villain? Is he a father? And so there are all these good things can be enjoyed by adults and kids.
Definitely.
Hey, it's summer.
Yeah.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by legendary John DeSando. Listen to the shows and share reviews online at wcbe.org.